Welcome to another episode of In the Closet.
In the Closet.
Where you let all your skeletons come out?
Yeah, los esqueletos.
Yeah. Well, you had them.
I wanted to start off by saying that lately I've been diving into Jay Shetty's podcast. It's amazing. It's just fucking amazing. He's a retired monk.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. All his shit is very inspirational and all that jazz. And I've been listening, and through listening to him, I've really been trying to focus on figuring out what my purpose is.
Wow. Right?
Our purpose in life. Wow. We all have a purpose.
Wow.
And supposedly whenever that purpose is fulfilled, that's when you get cut off, right?
Oh, shit.
Well, they usually say once you leave the earth, it's because
your mission is done. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm not in a rush to perish. I'm not saying that, but I've really been trying to focus on that. I'm saying that to say that when I'm here in the closet, we're both doing this with a purpose,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's not to be vulgar, to put our business out there. It's to inspire. It's to teach. It's to be relatable. And so
yes.
I posted something about me liking Mr. Red's balls.
Oh, yeah.
And since he doesn't have social media, I told him because I kind of wanted to know how he felt about me.
You sharing that type of information.
Me sharing how much I love smelling his balls. So, you know, when I told him, me and Mr. Red are totally opposite. And when I told him, he didn't get upset, but it's not like he's happy about it either.
He's like, why are you putting my business out there?
You know, I feel like other guys would be like, yeah, my girl's, talking about me and she's letting other people know that she's into my balls.
What time it is? Yeah.
But he's like, you know, I'm a private person,
and I
don't like people knowing my business.
He's a reserved person.
He is very reserved.
Okay.
Nothing like moi.
Right.
So I'm saying that to say, I just apologize to my man.
Okay.
I say that I love sucking dick.
Wow, what an introduction.
And I just want to apologize for this episode because
we're diving the
fuck in.
Yeah. This one is going to be a very interesting one, to say the least.
Do you want to take off?
So one of my inspirations for this episode is that lately I've been seeing on TikTok, you know, social media.
Yeah.
They ask a question to a woman, how important is head? Or how often should men get head? Or what is it that men need? Mm. And they say a couch, a TV, and some head.
And some food.
Obviously. That, you know, you gotta eat to survive. Yeah, you don't need head to survive. Well, I think I do. But you know what I mean? So the importance of getting head for men. And I think that's one, like, maybe women don't understand. Maybe
I
some
think
women
my
don't
man
understand.
Prefers coming through head, because that's what we mostly.
A lot of men do.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily prefer coming off head, but I need the head.
Yeah.
I need the head.
So do you have a preference on whether you're coming through head or vagina?
Yeah, I'd rather vagina.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I'd rather vagina. I'd rather, you know, ejaculate through intercourse. Yeah. 100%. But. It also depends on the female, how she's performing, because some women just know what the fuck they're doing. And that mouth is just ridiculous, you know? And then the whole, you know, spitting and swallowing, you know? It plays on, you know? It's a lot of things.
I don't swallow.
You don't swallow. You don't swallow. But then again, you say you love doing it, so.
Yeah, but there's two different things.
Very different. It's
two
very
different,
different
things. And not that, because they all taste different.
Yes.
I've found that they all have a slight different texture. Mm-hmm. Some are more liquidy.
Watery.
Thicker. A little bit more watery. So it's not that for me. I don't know if it's texture or taste. I don't mind the taste of
I know your diet has a lot to do with it.
You know what's funny? He and a while ago I had heard about guys liking for girls to swallow. So I asked him. I asked him and he was like, no.
Like I don't really give a shit.
To not do that.
Oh, I don't know about preferring, but I don't really give a shit. Once it's out of me, you can do whatever you want with it. You know what I'm saying? Once it's like you want to run to the bathroom and spit it out, you want to swallow. That's on you, honey.
Yeah.
Do your thing. I could care less what happens after.
I always burp after giving.
I mean, you are swallowing air. the air. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's like the funniest fucking thing.
I wanted to ask you styles of giving head. You know what I mean? Like, as a woman, you know, you've obviously done it before. So, positions, styles, like, what do you prefer? What's your go-to? What is your, you know what I mean? Like, boom, I start like this, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? Sorry.
Damn. Okay.
On the spot.
Yes.
We are in the closet.
I feel like I should be getting paid for this.
I agree 1,000%. I feel
like, you know, when I used to do
Instagram. I don't want you to give away your secrets.
No, but I kind of.
Okay.
This is what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
How am I helping you if I'm not right?
Look, we're gonna put the Cash App handle. Send some fucking.
Like this has to be a Patreon fucking episode.
Facts.
But anyways, I am a judger of penises.
A judger.
I do judge. I do ask before ever being intimate with somebody if they're circumcised or not.
I knew you were going to go there.
Because that was a big deal for me.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. So let's get cat is out of the bag. Yeah. Let's talk about it immediately. I'm not circumcised. We've spoken about this before in episodes many times. But I don't have a lot of skin.
Yeah.
But I do know one thing. There are women that prefer uncut.
I've literally had
a woman ask me, are you uncut? And it's like, they're excited about that. Like, so it's, and I want to compare it to women with a lot of lips, a lot of labia, that some men prefer that.
Yeah.
And some guys say that's disgusting. Yeah. They've been beat up or just bullshit.
Not yet.
But you know what I mean? So I compare the two.
Shit. If that's what it... Yo, my labia would be on the floor if that were fucking true.
You got porn stars that have been at it for fucking years. And that's
that.
Not,
and then, you know, sex toys that pinch your clitoris and pull your clitoris. Oh, okay, yeah. Like...
You could definitely stretch it.
El maltrato. But, bro, my vagina snapped back after I had my daughter. I would tell you some things that I've put in my vagina, but I'm not ready for that.
Okay, we're not ready for that.
It snaps back. My pussy snaps back, bro.
I want to say that's what they do.
Like
a
nigga can finger me with one finger.
Right, I want to say that.
You have to work it to the two, to the three.
Right.
But
I think that's what they do. I think they regenerate like reptiles.
I think it's all about skin and the elasticity and how...
So... I know that some women prefer this, some women prefer that. So I don't judge you when it comes to that. Like, that's what's up. If that's what you want, you know, maybe you don't want to deal with the skin.
I just haven't had good experiences with guys.
Ooh, what is it? Smell? Okay, like yeah.
The white stuff.
Buddies.
Hair. But we're going to have the next video is a hygiene video, and we're going to save that for that. We're going to teach these motherfuckers
how to clean your penis.
Yes, but, you know.
My mother told me at a very young age.
I've endured that. I actually know somebody who didn't teach their son how to clean their penis. He caught an infection so bad that I think at 8 years old, he had to get circumcised.
Bro, like I've always thought about it. Because you know how women remove skin now? They remove the labia now. Yeah, that's a procedure now that they do. So I've thought about it, but at this age, I'm like, I ain't never had no problem with it.
If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Red got circumcised later in life, like not really? Right at the beginning.
And I heard it's a lot more dangerous.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can walk for a couple of days. I think the healing period process is...
Imagine getting hard, you know, like wake up one morning wood. Yeah, that's gonna hurt like a bitch.
So, I think that it's so funny because a friend, I have a fucking Snapchat video of me explaining to a friend of mine how to give head to an uncircumcised penis. I asked this guy one time, oh, do you want me to give you head? He was like, eh. He wasn't uncircumcised. He wasn't circumcised.
He wasn't circumcised.
And when we were done, he was like, oh my God. He's like, yo, I do not get pleasure from women giving me head because they don't know how to do it. But really? Shouty did her thing.
Really? So, was it they're not pulling the skin back?
So I think, so
you can't leave it covered. That's like a natural condom.
For me, one of the things that I can remember, because I haven't had an uncircumcised penis in a long time, it was the grip is different. You can't grip it as tight. I feel like a lighter grip. You know those toys that you go like this and they swivel, they have a liquid in them. So it's kind of like that. You can't have a tight grip. You need to give that skin.
Okay.
I'd be like, I do like
a... I could tell this is a very long time for you because... No, I'm gonna tell you because when I started to have sex and stuff like that, the skin is more attached to the top. But it comes
they're
to
also
a point
different.
That, true indeed.
Because the longest, like, I was in a relationship with somebody who couldn't pull it back. He couldn't expose the head.
Wow.
So I couldn't.
That
I
happened couldn't. To me. I feel like that's how I lost my virginity. Like
that shit popped.
Yeah, like I felt it. Like it bled and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, but that's not. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
Hell, well,
I don't think you're supposed to jack a dick so hard.
No, I wasn't jacking. Skin... I was like penetrating a woman, like my first time. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And like I felt it, like that rip. But ever since then, it's been cruising control.
Yeah,
like I don't have. That's what I'm saying. I don't have that issue.
But that one, like I couldn't do it regular because if I pull too down,
he's gonna be in pain.
Then he's gonna be in
pain. I get you. I understand. Yeah.
For uncircumcised penis, since the head is not exposed as often
at all times,
the sensitivity they is like 100 times more than a guy that is circumcised. Yeah. The part of the head that's the mushroom, I believe another word for it is the glands.
Okay.
That is made up of, majority of that is made up of the same tissue as the clitoris.
Oh, the clitoris. Oh.
So it's extremely sensitive and it is one of the,
looks like
it's
it too.
One of the areas that you spend the most time on. It's not the shaft.
It's not the shaft.
It's mostly where the frenulum is at, where it's that little part that connects and disconnects.
Yes.
That shit right there.
Yes.
And the head.
Yes.
But
take notes, ladies.
If you're not circumcised, that's covered most of the time.
Most of the time.
So it's too, for some guys, it's too much.
Again.
You can't pull that back and focus on the mushroom.
I know
on
exactly
that head
what you're saying.
Because for some guys, it's too sensitive and it doesn't feel good.
So I used to date this girl and she was a fucking pro. And she used to do something with her hand. It was like jack me and suck at the same time. But she would concentrate on the head.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was so sensitive. I said, yo, like chill. Like, you know, it's too much. But what I wanted to say, too, is like, okay, guys, feel me on this one. You could be at work. You could be anywhere. And you get a hard-on. You know what I mean? When I get a hard-on, the head comes out. You know what I mean? Like, it's exposed. And it takes a while back to go to hide again, for the turn on it to grow back. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it is exposed. And I feel like the boxers, or the jeans, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think because of the way mine is set up, I do get a little bit of, and like I'm not as sensitive as maybe the guy that you knew that couldn't pull his shit away.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I think that I cannot deep throat.
Ooh.
For me, I'm good, but I don't consider myself a professional.
You don't give the gawk 3000?
Yeah, gawk. So I can't, so I don't consider myself a professional, but I have. That doesn't mean I haven't deep throated.
Ladies. Let us know.
It's all about the position. And it's so funny because we were just talking to somebody yesterday that was talking about sword swallowing, right? So your neck needs to be like that. Boom. Right?
Like straight. Yeah.
So they say Which I've tried like once or twice. If you lay at the edge of the bed and you hang your head over,
heard that,
and he's tried standing, it. Supposedly, you know, that gives.
But that's a still good... if a girl got gag reflex, you're still gonna fuck her up. You're gonna make her throw up.
Well, I have gag reflexes. Okay. Y me sobra. When I try to do it, you know, I guess him laying down at me like right there, it does not happen. I'm missing like a quarter of it. So, but. If I adjust myself and I turn my body where if he's laying back, he's looking at my back. Like if I'm giving head like this, como que, like this, right? Okay. If I'm laying like laying like this and I position my body like this, that gives me, then I
like
can.
A little bit
yes.
More.
If I'm on my back and he sits up. For some reason, boom, así también.
Also, then there you go, ladies.
If he sits up like this with his legs, and I'm like that, boom. Positions. For some reason, I can also deep throat like that.
Positions work. Me personally, I haven't been deep throated that many times in my life.
Yeah.
So the times that have happened are very memorable to me. Extremely memorable, like
because it's like an ocean. Like moment.
They, right. They hold a special place in my
your
heart.
Corazoncito.
They live rent free here. I mean, you know, it's crazy because those females were like one time type of things. Like they never kept coming back around. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like it wasn't like a you know.
God was just blessing you with that moment.
Yeah, but was it enough, man? Anymore? I've gotten some amazing head.
Yeah.
So I got in some fucking memorable head, you know what I mean? But, and multiple times from the same person too, you know what I mean? But, like, I not enough deep throwing. Like, something that, you know, it's very important.
I don't think that deep throating, and again, I'm not a guy, but I don't think that deep throating is the most important, like, satisfactory.
No. It's kind of like.
Makes it the best fucking head.
Like, but the fact that. A guy like me that can't get it.
It's impressive and probably visually it's very visually, satisfying.
It's like, all right, so I'm gonna give you the visual. I'm gonna give you the. It's like almost going into a vagina. You know what I'm saying? So like I said earlier, I prefer coming from intercourse than head. So when I get deep throated, it's a lot easier for me to bust. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot way easier. You know what I mean? Like I said, it feels like a fucking vagina. You know what I'm saying? It's wetter because there's a bunch of spit in there. You know what I mean? And, you know, I feel like it's the way some women could control it. The movements, the hands, the sloppiness, the slobbering. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I couldn't. I didn't really like the whole slobber thing. But now I think it's very important. I need it. Guys, I want to tell you something real quick. Don't be scared when you see a woman with braces.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
Some of the best head I got was from a girl with braces. And let me tell you, it was my first time. I was young. I was in my 20s, mid-20s, maybe a little bit younger than that. And, you know, this girl had a mouth full of metal. And I was, like, a little afraid. I was, like, you know. But when we made out... before the head, it didn't bother. It didn't get in the way. So I'm like, I can't. Okay, maybe this girl knows what the fuck she's doing. Remember, you don't want a girl to give you teeth anyway. So like, she's gonna open her mouth and let you through. You know, it's like the braces are outside, they're not inside. Unless she has one of those things, a retainer or something like that. That's different. You know what I mean? Oh, the rubber bands or whatever. I don't think you're gonna get head.
I'm sure that wouldn't be comfortable for her. I'm sure.
Right, because she has to open her mouth a certain way. Yeah, but yeah, like, dude. Don't get scared because, yo, Shorty was amazing with the braces. I was very surprised. Yeah. And now I'm not scared of it. You know, now I think braces, you know, it's whatever.
So the man's G-spot is the prostate.
Yes.
And the closest, aside from the head, which I said is very important,
right?
The gooch is awesome. The balls are cool.
The balls are cool.
I used to fuck somebody who didn't like his. It would tickle him. So the first time I went down there, he's like, "Ha ha, no, that tickles." So never went there again. But the gooch, there's other names for it.
El Nia.
Right between the anus and the balls is the best way to stimulate the prostate externally, right?
Externally, not internally.
Externally, not internally.
Meaning like you press on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
I can deal with that.
I'm going to say, so for women, I think that one of the most important things when giving head is lubrication, the saliva. I have mentioned in a previous episode that they have a mouthwash for that, for dry mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
They have a mouthwash. Don't know the name of it, but just Google it. I am a smoker.
Yeah.
The way that I produce saliva when giving oral is... putting the dick at the end of my throat.
Right, right. Gagging, like deep throwing, you're gagging on it.
Gagging two sticks with one stone or whatever the fuck, because
kill two birds with one stone.
Because not only is he enjoying the fact that he thinks his penis is so big it's making you gag, right?
You're also producing saliva.
I think that it makes it so much easier. And one of them, I think that it's so important to stimulate different parts of the region. Mm-hmm. So if his balls are in my mouth, I'm jacking his dick.
Oh.
If, and I just lick. So I think that a lot of guys like to, when they're just laying back, rub their balls or massage their balls stuff like that. So what I do is I've watched him and recently asked him what he was doing, and he showed me like how he was massaging his balls, right?
Yes.
So what I did is that the next time that I gave him head, I mimicked that motion with my face.
My thing is cupping.
Like cupping my balls?
Yeah, like you don't have to do a lot of movement for me. It's more like hold them.
Okay.
Make sure they're... You got them. I got you guys. I'm not leaving you guys alone. Like, that's for me. For me, yeah. That works for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So one of the ways that he comes, right? I'll be on my back. I'm sorry, babe. I'll be on my back laying down, and he will be on his knees over me. And while I'm concentrating on the gooch and the balls, mostly on the gooch, when he's like, oh, I'm about to come, as he's jacking his penis, I will be adding pressure to the gooch area and the saliva and the stuff.
That intensifies the orgasm. That's never happened to me. That's never happened to me. Nobody's ever done that. And I'm over here hearing you like, yo, fuck, yo, that makes sense. Like that.
Well, if you have sexual intercourse with my guy,
yo,
or put his penis in your mouth,
yo,
try something different.
Fuck, yo. It's like pulling teeth out here. And by the way, don't use teeth. With that being said,
I'm gonna say one more thing, which I know nobody's gonna listen to me.
Why?
I have a question.
Okay.
Has it ever happened to you? Has a girl ever tried to lick your asshole while she's giving you head?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What was the reaction?
So, for me. For me.
Shout out Prolific Podcast.
Shout out Prolific. For me, it's enjoyable, but the masculinity in you doesn't allow you to like it. Very ignorant what I just said.
I feel like Mr. Red is the same.
It's just the thing that the masculinity doesn't allow, because it does feel good.
After 8 years of having sex, he finally let me. And he's like, you know, it was okay. Like,
I don't need it.
Feel bad. He's like, but it's just like weird. He can't.
I want to be fucked up on some liquor.
Where you don't give a fuck. You're drugs, not thinking maybe. About, yeah. You know, what.
Yeah. So now, if I'm like in a threesome, if I got a girl sucking my dick and another one under, that I would want to try.
I think every guy should fucking.
At least once before
I
they die.
I think at least once. And so, and then when I get my, again, ladies, like try to use your, not just your mouth, use your whole face, like all this. So the top of the nose, slap it, rub your face on it. Like I said, I massage the balls with my face while I use my hands. And the saliva is the most important.
Sloppiness is so important.
Easy. So you know what I did one time?
Sloppiness.
You know what I did one time? So I think that what makes one of the components of a good blowjob is that the female has to also be enjoying what she's doing.
1,000%.
Right?
Swimming.
Yes.
Okay, with that being said, with that statement you just made right there, did you, every relationship you've been in, were you, did you enjoy giving that person head? I think the answer is no.
No, yeah. In a relationship? First of all,
whoever you dealt with, whoever you dealt with.
Ever given you head, all of you, if I've ever given you head, I've never given you head the way that I give my man head.
Oh, I mean, I would have. That's what I'm getting
for
to.
For two reasons. One, I don't give the same head to everybody. And two,
that happens with us too.
In the time that we've been together, my skills have expanded. I have explored more. I have done. So one of the things that I did one time is I was like, since I love giving head and I love his penis and how it's built, right? I was like, you know what? I'm not going to give him head for him. I'm going to give him head for me. Myself. And what that means is that I did whatever I wanted. I licked it how I wanted it. You know, like, it's almost like I was eating something or sucking on a lollipop. Like, I was going around the head and the definition and the soft skin and just, like, doing what I wanted.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Ended up loving it. Because it was different. It was sloppy. Right. It wasn't your typical, like...
I think that when a woman takes the wheel like that, like, that's when you get the best head. I 100% I want to say.
When you do it for you. I mean, I don't for your own pleasure. Do it like that. Now it's like a mix of what he likes.
Yeah, and of course. I mean, you guys know each other. You guys, I agree with that.
But I think it's really, my skills didn't expand until I was with somebody who made me feel comfortable, who asked and made me feel comfortable.
Okay.
Being sloppy and giving direction.
Yeah, because some guys might not like the sloppiness. When I was younger, I wasn't really into the sloppiness.
I think it's important to ask because everybody is different.
Very different.
I used to think I don't like saliva, even if it's my own saliva. And then I thought that maybe the guy would think that it was nasty. Mm. So I would spit on it and then pick it back up so that it's like not, wet don't let it really and you see get the it, visuals. But it wasn't all over my face.
Okay,
you know? Ooh, another thing, right? So when you are trying to produce that saliva where it's at the end of your throat, let the saliva trickle down the penis, down the balls. I feel like that's
like every female right now. Okay, press pause. Go get a notepad and start writing this shit. Cause, yo, son, everything you have said, I'm over here like, yes, you need to do that. Yes. I remember when that happened. That happened to me one time, long time, Bandcamp. You know what I mean? So like, yeah. Imagine, so now I'm thinking over here of a combination of all those things that you're saying. You know what I mean? Like that. And again,
it's a lot of work. I do a little, like, I go in.
But you listen.
I go in. Every single time. Every time we have intercourse, we're starting off with me giving him head.
Wow, son.
You're
a unicorn.
Knows.
You're a unicorn.
We'll,
you're a unicorn.
We'll kiss her a little bit and then boom. I'm just going all right. And it just doesn't feel, it doesn't get old and it feels like
that is awesome. I say that because I've lived with a female before. Try to get help from your wife. No. Try to get help from your wife. Nigga, you better off telling her to change all four tires in your car. In Miami Heat. Yo. I remember you asked that question when we were prolific. Like, you're going to give head every time? That's super important.
Yeah.
But yo, head. Yo, the fact that I don't want to ask for head. I don't want to have to ask for it. I just want to get it. Because I'm ready to eat pussy whenever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm going to eat it before we fuck. If that's what you want. Or that's the first thing I'm going to. Like, like you said, we'll kiss a little bit. Then I'll go down on her. And then whatever.
You don't give head. Guys don't give head all the time. I feel like one of the prolific guys said that they do. Not until the girl comes.
Right.
Birdo said that.
Birdo is just like a little bit. And then. I want to say that I want to give head every time I want to have sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I want to say, yeah. No, matter of fact, I'm saying that. Yeah. I want, sometimes the girls, like, you know, again, you know, time, quickie, whatever.
Yeah.
But if we're fucking, yeah, I'm going to get that for sure.
I get head once a month.
Ten.
Oh, wait,
hold on. We cannot all be winners. Cannot all be winners. Wow.
So I get head.
Wow. So, you're such an unselfish person. That is amazing.
I get head once a month.
The fact that you said that, you just blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, and nobody would probably. I know that a lot of people are like, "What? Pick up your mouths." Yes.
Yeah, because so, did you have a schedule for head? Okay, so Miss Reda's
whenever
an IT person.
So it's not his go to.
Okay.
It's not his go to. He's half black, and I'm sorry to say, but black guys suck because I feel like they suck because they don't like it. I've never gotten good head from a black guy.
Wow.
Never.
It's funny because I tell some women have said that to me before.
I love y'all some for trying. A for effort, but
some women have told me that before. But like, I'm a hybrid. You know, I'm still Spanish. You know what I mean? I'm black, but I'm still Spanish.
And
Spanish men like to give head. Yeah, Dominicans are mad, mama totos.
Yeah, top two, top three. They're all Dominican.
Yeah,
they're all Dominican. Crazy. But it's not that I don't like Mr. Red's head. I come from his head. I don't like to start off. If you're giving me head, I'm coming.
Oh.
I want to come. Don't eat, give me
even,
head.
Even if you're going to have sex after.
We're not warming it up that way.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't
even. Ain't no warming up. You're going to make me come up ahead and then you fucking.
I don't need head before. It's not a.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's not a requirement.
I only want it when you're going to be there long enough
to
for
make
me
you,
to come.
Oh, got it. Got it. Hey, it's a commitment.
Yes.
It's a commitment.
So
maybe that's why you're giving him a chore. You know what I'm saying? That's just,
yo, nigga. Yes, no.
I mean, it depends how long you take.
He has told me, like, nah, I'll give you head, but not until you come. Like, there was a time where I was like, oh, can I get head? He's like, yeah, but
not until but you come. That depends how long you take to come. You know what I mean? Because if you're talking about 15 minutes, you know what 15 minutes down the lengua?
Yeah.
Like, that shit hurts, yo. Yeah. And I enjoy eating
but
pussy,
I so. Feel like it doesn't have to be that difficult. And I know that we're going into vagina oral,
yeah.
But I think that it's not, you don't have to do too much to a girl when eating vagina. Less is more, less pressure, less aggressiveness.
Yeah.
So when a guy is like, it's like you probably doing too much for no fucking reason.
Your jaw hurts because you're doing too much.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Back to the penis talk.
Back to penises. So what about throwing up on a penis?
Ooh.
Because you're pushing the girl's head too much. You want her to gag on you. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you got gag reflex. Most females got gag reflex. So it's like, ugh.
So I had a guy one time try to fuck my face. And I didn't like it. he got it really fast. Like, it wasn't, first of all, I can't deep throw. And his penis wasn't even that big and it still wasn't going anywhere.
Mm.
So it was like, don't do that unless, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's a conversation to have, and spontaneous things during sex are great. But I didn't like it. Like, don't fuck my face if it's the first time we're having sex.
There are females that have literally told me, fuck my face.
Oh yeah. I've had a nigga, me too. But
fuck my face.
Oh,
okay.
But they asked for it.
Yeah.
You didn't just grab her hair and try to fucking.
No.
Okay, so I have
you
a homeboy.
Like, you know, but
I have
it gets
a
to a point that,
me.
You know, she starts slapping your hand and say, yo,
or
man,
whole, or
what
like,
are you doing?
Like,
put
my head back, and he got the point pretty fast. But I do have a friend who told me that this girl threw up all over his penis, and I'm like, was it her fault? And he was like, nah, I was kind of being aggressive, like, you know.
I've heard a couple stories.
He just sat there and told her.
I'm so sensitive to throw up. So I don't even play those games. Like, I'm not pushing her head down, none of that shit, because I'm afraid.
Have you ever had a girl almost throw up on your penis, though? Like, wow, I've said before that I almost threw up on a penis. No, there was my vomit touched his penis.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah. No. There's never been vomit. Never, ever, ever, ever. One of my boys, one time when we were getting drunk, saying a story how him and his wife met, and he said that on the first date, that you know she was giving him head, and he pushed her hair so hard she threw up, and then he was like, "I told her to keep going."
I was like, so mad.
"Yo, you're wild. Some niggas like that shit."
No, I don't know. And I don't know.
Not for me.
If it smells, I can't I can't keep giving you head if my vomit is all over everywhere. Like, even though it's mine, I don't.
No, it's that's no way. No,
I'm good on all of
them. I'm gonna throw up if I see you throw up. It's gonna be a fucked up.
She throws up on you. You throw up on her.
My God,
then you're
son.
Both throwing up. Oh, and now you're just full of
She's gonna look like the Exorcist movie in that shit. Hell no. No way. No way. No way. No how. No way. No how. There's
no.
No
way. No how.
No. No. We're not doing that. How often should you give your man head? You just say before sex. You know, you do that, but like. If you live, like we're talking about
you can't ask me.
A hypothetical question. I mean, you know, your opinion.
You can't ask me because I enjoy it. I do it for me, not only him. And I just finished saying that every time we have sex.
Right. That's why I'm asking. You could do it every day then.
I used to wake my baby daddy up with head every day. On the wake
guys,
up, while
I got
his
the cheat code.
Eyes, while he's still sleeping, wake him up. Guys, love that. That's never happened to you?
Why, like
I've
once.
Done that to two different
like
people.
Like once.
And the one that was like kind of not on a regular basis, but happened more quite a few times was
that's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah, start him off on a good foot, on a good day, you know? Have him skipping to work.
Bro, I know my ass is the happiest person in the entire world when I get any type of sexual activity before going to work. Like, that's like, I have the best day ever. So imagine getting woken up two head, coming, and then it's like,
I bet you feel like a king.
Like a fucking king. Facts. I want to say that I think like women could get so much more out of me if I get head. Whenever I
more
want.
Often.
Well, yeah. It's like, yo, Lou, take out the garbage. Let's say I live with a female, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I know I'm supposed to take it out, but it's like, we're so like, fuck it, you know? But if I'm getting that type of treatment, it's like, I'm going to remember. And then I'm going to be like, oh shit, I got to take out the garbage because I'm going to get this head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like I would do all my chores. I'd be a good boy, a good old boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need it every day. I would love it every day.
Yeah.
But I don't need it every day. I don't know if I'll get tired of it because it's never happened. So
well,
I don't know.
What? Who would? I don't know if that's something you get tired of.
I don't know either because it's never happened. I used to be with this female and her head was so bad.
What made it bad?
She, a lot of teeth, but like not front teeth, like back teeth.
Girls, you know you could put your lips over your teeth, right? Like you guys that have like overbites or big teeth, sometimes
como una vieja, right?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Put your so that you're not grazing the dick.
Yo, son, that's painful. When you gotta tell a girl to stop, like
I've had a guy use his teeth on my vagina.
Oh my god,
what are you doing?
At the same time, there's some girls that bite the tip of a dick.
No, don't you remember I had a guy who really
you told
me
that's crazy.
And the first time I did it, I was literally scared that I was going to break through the skin because it was so like, he just kept going harder.
Oh my God.
And it's right there. Where
a little
Under the shroom, like right under the head.
A little grace, a little like, you know what I mean? Like
I do it on the balls. I graze the balls with my teeth.
I think I want to say the balls are more sensitive as far as like pain.
I said graze. I ain't taking a chunk.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that these men are very well manscaped.
Oh, when I met Mr. Red, he did not shave. And I was like, listen, my G, if we're going to be doing this, I'm not going to be picking hair out of my mouth.
Right. Like, nobody likes that shit.
You need to do something about that.
All right. Quick tip.
So he started shaving.
Quick tip, guys. You know, I'm a barber. I used to do the clipper thing. I used to do all that shit.
Manscaped.
And none of that shit, I don't like it. You know, you get nicks and cuts. Razor's great, but a razor, you get the itchiness.
Bumps.
Razor bumps. You get the, I've gotten razor bumps. But you get the itchiness and shit like that. I learned Nair.
Oh, for for that area?
Yeah. But there's a nair that is a lot more sensitive. Yeah. It has like aloe or whatever. It's like pink and cream.
Is that what you use?
That's what I use. To this day.
To this day.
That's what you nair it.
Yeah. So it says to leave it for 7 minutes, but I leave it for like 4 or 5 minutes. So like, you know, I rub it in my hands, put it all over. I'm talking about from thighs all the way up. You know what I mean?
And it is
gooch, like, balls, crease, everything.
I don't think women could do
that. I don't think so either. I don't know. Yeah. Because it's very sensitive down there. Yeah.
I do it for my mustache, so I know exactly which is okay.
So you jump in the shower and you just wash that shit off. And that shit lasts like a month, bro. Like you're clean for like a whole month. Manscaped very well before you. I also heard that cum is very nutritious.
Cum?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've definitely had cum on my face and wiped it, spread it, like, yeah. You know, so
because the skin. I heard it's good for you. I heard it too. But what I do know, a doctor told me that the cum, what it really has, it does have nutrients. It does have protein in it.
Not red rubbing cum on into her fucking skin as skincare.
Skincare routine.
Just take a little bit of the semen and dab it in. Make sure you disperse, you know. Get the neck, the chest.
Wow. This is a lot of motherfucking cum. But what my doctor told me is that there is protein in it, but there's a lot of sugars. It's mainly sugars. Mainly sugar. And I asked him the question because one day I had left like the condom in the garbage bag in the bathroom. And a bunch of ants were at it. Interesting. And I asked him, like, yo, what the fuck is that about? He's like, yo, the semen carries a lot of sweeteners. You know what I mean? Like when you, but it also depends on your diet. Your diet has to be, you know what I mean? Like you're not out there eating fucking hot Cheetos and shit like that. You know, that shit's not going to taste good. Your girl's not going to like that shit. Yeah. So it has a lot to do with what you're drinking, what you're eating. You know what I'm saying? Like vegetables and fruits is going to enhance that flavor for your girl. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I feel like this episode was too informational.
Yo. Yes.
You better fucking share this video.
Yo.
If you love your girl, if you love your home girl, and you want to, you know, give them some useful knowledge that will help them and help their significant other, I suggest.
But you said the magic word. You said the magic word. You love it for you. Like, you love it. You know what I mean? I think that's the most important thing when it comes to head. Guys and girls.
But I also feel like if you love pleasing your partner.
Yes.
I'm the type of person that gets satisfaction from pleasing. From knowing that I'm pleasing.
I am too. I am that kind of person too. I love to see the look on my woman's face, like enjoying herself. Like when she comes, I feel accomplished. Like, yo, I did that. You know what I mean?
Jesus. He's quiet during sex. He is not a moaner, too expressive. But when it comes to my head, that's a different story.
Top tier.
That's a different story. That's how I know. I know. And he is verbal when I'm sucking that G.
Hey, man. We're going to close it up with that one. I can't tell you nothing else.
Like we said.
Red laid it out on the table.
Yes. Like the video. Subscribe. Share it with a friend.
Yes.
And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Bye.